Pretty pleased to come.
And I should be
indeed
doing less than my duty and denying myself a pleasure if I didn't give you a very, very warm welcome to this church on this very, very happy occasion today. The presence of good friends, love, fellowship, which the community of souls coming together like this engenders, does much to make the happiness of the occasion. And so on behalf of myself and the bridal party, I give you a very, very warm welcome and thank you for coming. Well, we are to come together in the sight of God and in the presence of this company to join this man and this woman together in the sacred bond of marriage, to impress upon them the mystic significance of the marriage tie, and to seek the blessing of God upon their union. Marriage is an institution in the laws and necessities of our being, for the happiness and the welfare of mankind. It has been made honourable by the faithful keeping of good men and good women in all ages. It involves the most tender and lasting ties that can unite human beings in this life. Now, to be true, this outward ceremony must be the symbol of an inward and sacred union between two hearts and minds, which the Church may bless and the state make legal, but which neither can create nor annul. To be happy, there must be a consecration of each to the other and of both to the noblest end of life. Immediately after the official ceremony, friends, the bridal party will repair to the adjoining room for the necessary signing of registers and so forth. And our organist will then say a little for you during that interval, and then the bridal party will come back here for the completion of the service. The hymns today have been by request and have been chosen. And the first one is hymn number 360. But before singing the hymn, we will have a short prayer, asking for God's blessing on our two young friends today, and of course on ourselves. Now hymn 360, "The Lord's My Shepherd," we might say is an old favourite. However many times it is sung, particularly to that wonderful tune of Cremond, I am sure that it never, under any circumstances, grows stale. The words come fresh every time, and the meaning remains true for all time. Now let us join in thought, so that we might reach it to those higher and spiritual vibrations of life that shall bring us more closely into harmony with God's love. And we come before thee, O Father, this day with thankfulness in our hearts that we have been privileged to meet in thy house to ask thy blessing upon two of thy children who have been in their happiness of heart to be joined together in marriage. And coming before you at this time, O God, ask you for thy blessing and the blessing of thy ministering ones that are ever around, ever around the beareth unseen and unheard, the loved ones of former days, parents, children, friends that have stepped along the pathway of life a little farther than we have yet gone, and in the knowledge of their presence, that we would give them a welcome to this service, praying that their hearts might be uplifted, that our minds might reach out to the spiritual verities of life, that we might be more conscious of their presence. And in asking for thy blessing, O Father, we would not ask that all the difficulties and trials and troubles of life shall be removed as with a magic wand from our paths or the paths of these two, but rather would we ask that they may be blessed with thy inspiration, thy power, thy torrents, thy understanding, that they might, as they meet the vicissitudes of life, be strengthened in the knowledge of thy love and be able to overcome those difficulties with fortitude and strength, ever growing together in love and in fellowship, in tolerance and understanding, sympathy, all those attributes which go to make up the finer things of life, that they shall look back on this day with gratitude and love in their hearts that they have taken this step in thy house and praying for thy blessing. Oh, wherever they might be at this time, O Father, that are joining in the pathway of life together, we would ask to thy blessing upon them wherever they might be, that in the knowledge of the spiritual power which comes from thee and from thy ministering ones, we would ask too that all might be similarly blessed at this time. Therefore, O Father, as we meet in joy and thanksgiving on this occasion, we pray also that we might have a greater sense of responsibility, that we might individually and collectively go forth along the pathway of life as these two will be doing, bringing a greater sunshine, a greater tolerance, and a greater service into the lives of those whom we meet. And therefore, O Father, we give thanks that we have come before thee this day for this purpose, and we pray indeed that thy blessing shall be upon us. Amen. Hymn number 360, Lord my Shepherd, I'll not want. Thank you. Anyone can show just cause or impediment why these two may not be joined together in marriage, let no declare, or else hereafter forever hold his peace. I require and charge you both, as in the sight of God, remembering your responsibility to children, that if either of you know of an impediment why you may not be lawfully joined together in marriage, he may be heard. I give something to you. I give something to you. I know not. I need lawful impediment. As it was in you. Where I am, where I am. For our inclusion, but not to be done, to not be done, and not to remain in the church. Should not be good. Not be good. Not be good. Not be good. Not be good.
Who given this
woman to be married? Would you take this woman for better, for worse, or would you before to have to call from this day forth as your lawful wedded wife? Will you love her? Honor her and protect her in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in adversity, and leaving all of the faithful unto her, where for her be life. I will. We will take this in the verse. The richer, the poorer, the heaven to fall from this day forth, your lawful wedded husband. Will you love him, honor him, and protect him in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in adversity, lead to all other people to come to him for his love? What faith do you offer that you will fulfill these things? It's great to share. From ancient times, the symbol of the golden circle, where the beginning of sacred token of oneness, continuity, and the end of signification of an eternal reality. Do you accept this ring in heaven of this truth?
I do.
You place this ring upon the third finger of her left. With your right hand joined, thus declare your marriage to the earth. I call upon these persons here present,
these persons here present,
to witness the army,
to witness that of
Do you take these?
Do you take these?
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
I call upon each person who is present.
I call upon each person who is present.
To witness the sign.
To witness the sign.
Calvary. Do you take me. For as much as this man and this woman have thus engaged, they themselves each to the other before God and these witnesses, both seen and unseen, I pray Pleasant henceforth, man and wife. May Almighty God send thee written blessings upon you. That in your life, love of service, each to the other, the neighbouring, faithfully worker, in that love and in that service, those days never to achieve. it is always suggested, friends, that bridegroom are nervous during the service, but I think the officiating minister is nervous when it comes to the address. And I always feel that it's in the nature, really, of an anti-climax, you know. And because the ceremony has been performed, bride and bridegroom have been duly married, setting forth on the highway of life in partnership, and that anything that really can be said must of necessity be, in the nature, somewhat of an anticlimax. And when you know two people, you know them well, and you know their aspirations and their desires and their outlook on life, it would be an impertinence, I think, to give a formal address of advice. Therefore, I don't propose to do so. But I do think that possibly some words of congratulations, which I'm sure I should be expressing on all your behalf here today. And just a few moments of thought regarding the conditions of life today, because by no stretch of the imagination can we suggest that life is easy for any of us. There are problems, and there will be problems for a long time to come. And that is why I said, right at the commencement in my welcome to you, that your presence here today in fellowship and love adds something more than just the fact that you are here bear witness to an event. Because the world today is very, very short of fellowship, very, very short of love, very short of tolerance and understanding. And it is these qualities which, let us face it, are the very qualities that are going to overcome all the problems in the world and in life, as indeed they're the only attributes that can overcome the problems in our individual lives. And so, as we have asked for God's blessing upon our happy couple today, perhaps we can leave the thought here that it is tolerance, that it is understanding, sympathy in the problems of life, as the marriage service says, in sickness and in health, that are going to be the attributes to enable them to overcome all problems, difficulties which might beset them. And I hope, therefore, that stepping forth on this occasion, on this day, with the love of us all which is surrounding them, they will always be able to look back on this day with joy and thankfulness in their hearts that they came into a house dedicated to the service of humanity, because we can conceive of no greater worship to God than to service to his children upon earth and those that we meet on the pathway of life. So that is the only prayer I'm sure that God would ask. That is the only worship which he would ask. And therefore, with sincerity in our hearts, I'm sure that we pray that Kenneth and Paris halfway upright, but I pray and I'm sure all me shares upon this. Let's join together in singing hymn number 265, also which was specially chosen. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth to hast for me. Help me to set the higher self free. So shall I serve and worship thee. Hymn number 265. Divine love descend upon each and every one here, and particularly our two loved ones who have been joined in marriage this day, that they might be filled with a greater love of service each to the other and to God, through loving service along the pathway of their life. Thank you. I heard a guy that worked for a year at St. Jude on the real church setting, because I quite at that one a little bit. So if you can just speak me over to me, let me see if I can do that in the better hour without the grass, you know, that would go. But then if you don't mind, it was six. I just heard it again. You know, you sing it as long as you see if you could sing it with me.